In the center of Times Square, on one of the most expensive bits of real estate in the world, is a run-down shack. Not that its appearance stops thousands of tourists who line up there every day. We're referring to the TKTS discount ticket booth, which has been serving up half-price Broadway seats for more than 30 years. Now the temporary pipe and canvas structure is about to get an architectural makeover. NPR's Robert Smith reports from New York.
Standing in a long line in Times Square is a rite of passage for the New York tourist.
Hi, do you have 5 tickets for Color Purple?
They're all partial view seating, 59 and a quarter each.
Thank you.
The wait for the discount seats can take hours, so there's plenty of time to study the garish TKTS banners and the pigeon-stained walls of the booth. Tim Tompkins of the Times Square Alliance says the booth is a symbol of the old Times Square.
Kind of loud and obnoxious, you can't miss it, but a little old, a little worn, and in desperate need of a facelift.
Oddly enough, when this temporary structure was first plopped here in 1973, it was one of the nicest things about the place. Victoria Bailey with the Theater Development Fund that runs the booth says it was an experiment.
One of the reasons for the creation of the TKTS booth was a desire on the part of the city and the theater industry to bring legitimate trade back into Times Square, because Times Square was very scruffy when the booth first opened. And if you were here at that point, you know you didn't spend a lot of time in Times Square. You went through Times Square.
The experiment was a success. The booth now sells 1.5 million tickets a year, and Times Square has become a glittering tourist mecca. So the fund thought it was time to make the booth permanent. Architects have designed a new building in the form of a glass amphitheater. You'll still get the half-off tickets, and according to Tompkins, something extra that Times Square never had, seating.
The whole structure, which are these glowing glass steps, are going to be the only place now in Times Square where you can finally sit down, have a cup of coffee, smoke a cigarette if you want to, and take a look at Times Square.
Construction will begin this summer, and Winston Royster is curious to see it. He sells newspapers next to the TKTS booth and dispenses informal theater recommendations.
Believe it or not, Sweeney Todd, very good.
Royster says the important thing is not what the booth is made of, but that it remains the psychological center of the city.
Everybody recognizes it, and this is where you can come to fulfill your dreams about Broadway and off-Broadway, getting wonderful shows at a decent price.
Of course, if the place looks too fancy, you might not realize you're getting a bargain. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.